3. The nice part of the Bronx.
Shh.
Shh. Listen. Blot out everything else. The dark whispering. Can you hear it? Can you hear? Singing truths like apples. In a language that is universal and easy to understand. It's singing for you. Big man, player, dealer in bruises. Its breath condenses on the mirror and its trace is visible. Curling from the sewers and the gutters and the storm drains and speaking with the voice of graveyard stone. I can hear it. I can feel its breath, rank and awful. It makes things up, lies, half-lies, stories. It's hushed, but the building's alert and attends and passes them on. Up the skunk trees, up the brick, through the window. You're a thief. You're a bully. You hurt people. You're nothing, a shadow. You're a fool, a nasty wee piece of work. Accusations from the world out there. Go away, please, please. But the world out there, it isn't quiet. It never is. My eyes fill, flutter. I wake. It is impossible to sleep. I generate white noise from a fan which on level 3 does its best to erase the sirens, the crying, the yelling, the music, the nightmares, and, melodramatic but nevertheless true, the gunshots. It's around dawn. I'd been in bed at most an hour. The clunk is the arrival of the Times. Jesus, bad dreams. Not what you'd think, but bad dreams nonetheless. I throw back the cotton sheet and yawn and go to the front door and bring the paper in. I throw the paper at a roach in the hall. I take a bagel from the freezer and put it in a microwave. Something about microwaves, I remember. Oh yes, Scotchy last night. Where did he come up with that? Wait a minute. Last night? Suddenly, I feel the need to sit down in the middle of the kitchen floor. I sit, exhausted and nauseated, alone. Relax.